The San Francisco estuary is the largest in Western North America. It provides a habitat for countless plants and animal species that thrive in its unique environment. But according to a recent report by the Bay Institute, the bay's ecosystem is in danger of collapsing. KALW's Angela Johnston spoke with John Rosenfield, the lead scientist on the report.
What's the perception that people here in the Bay Area have about what the Bay is?
I think for a lot of people in the Bay Area, you know, you drive over a bridge and the Bay is beautiful and is full of water. So when we say that there are problems with the Bay, they either are not sure what we're talking about or they assume that the Bay's waters are chemically toxic. And what we're talking about is the fresh water that comes into the Bay mixes with the salt water from the ocean and makes it a functioning estuary, but we're removing too much of that freshwater flow into the bay, so it's not functioning as an estuary should any longer. And that's a hard point to get across to people because regardless of how much freshwater is there, the bay will remain full. The ocean will take up the space. San Francisco Bay is part of the largest freshwater estuary on the Pacific coast of both North and South America, and it relies on freshwater inputs from big rivers like the Sacramento River, the San Joaquin River, and their tributaries. We remove more than half of the bay's flow. In many years, we remove up to two-thirds of the flow of the bay, and that's just causing a lot of ecological damage to the bay. People should be aware that there are these impacts to the bay, even if it's hard to see as you drive over a bridge. The bay is being starved of its lifeblood, which is fresh water that comes from the mountains, down the rivers, and into the bay.
How and why are the rivers being diverted in the first place?
California is an agricultural hub. It's one of the largest agricultural economies in the U.S. And then all of us use water to drink, to bathe in, you know, to water our landscapes, wash our cars, etc. So we create diversions that carry the water to farm fields, carry the water to cities. And we've also built well over 1,000 dams that stop water, hold it until the times that we need it. When we remove water and change the timing with which the water flows, we're having a fundamental effect on the estuary. It creates brackish water, which is not quite marine and not quite fresh. And that's a specific habitat that many fish rely on. Shrimp rely on it. All these little spineless creatures that everything else eats rely on there being this brackish water habitat. It also transports, the rivers transport a lot of sediment into the bay. And so when we see cloudy water, people think that's dirty water or something. But in fact, fish and wildlife species rely on there being cloudy water because that's how they escape predators. It also just, it's, you know, pretty intuitive that it's flushing out toxins that would otherwise build up in the environment.
Could you explain what's happening as a result? How is this reduced flow damaging the ecosystem?
One obvious sign that the estuary is not functioning is that we have 6 endangered fish species, and these 6 species are pretty different from each other. So the fact that all of them rely on the estuary and they're all collapsing suggests that the estuary is in bad shape. San Francisco has always been and remains a hub of commercial and recreational fishing for Chinook salmon, and the numbers of these fish are dwindling more and more over the decades, and we're getting to a point where we may not be able to harvest them commercially or even have tourists come to our area and go out on a sport boat. We also know that orca whales that live off our coast are having problems finding enough food, and the orca whales that live off our coast are known to specialize in Chinook salmon. In the end, who suffers from this collapse or degradation of the San Francisco Bay estuary is people. There's a commercial fishing industry in San Francisco, down south to Monterey, up north through Oregon even, that rely on salmon produced in the San Francisco Bay estuary. And all of us who like to recreate in the bay, swim, boat, right, have to be concerned about increasing toxic algal blooms that we know are promoted by a lack of freshwater flow into the bay.
So what are some solutions?
irrigated agriculture in the state uses a tremendous amount of water. And that means there's plenty of room to save water. And all of us, you know, just people who are not doing agriculture, we have a responsibility to save water as well. And the only way to ensure that the water that we save remains in the river is for some policy changes to happen in Sacramento. And those policy changes are queued up right now. The State Water Resources Control Board is right now updating its water quality control plan for San Francisco Bay. And it's considering changing the standards for how much water needs to remain in the river. Some rivers, like the San Joaquin River, less than a third of its flow, on average, makes it to the bay.
I guess, what's your argument to farmers who say, well, we need that water to grow food?
Water is a public resource. It belongs to the people of the state of California. And when it gets delivered to farms through a canal or they take it out of the river, once that water reaches the farmlands, the public resource goes to generate a private gain. That's just not sustainable, and that doesn't work in the benefit of the public, right? So we totally support growing crops that people need to eat, but a lot of the crops that are grown simply because global commodity prices make them the most valuable crop to grow. That's great if you're growing those crops, but it can't come at the expense of all of the other public benefits that Californians and the nation get from clean, flowing rivers and healthy, productive estuaries.